right, children? How many's got the sword of the Spirit with you?
Double-edged
sword, God's word, God's living, holy, pure word. Amen. Life-giving word, life-changing word. Victory in the word. Amen. Would you turn with me into the book of Ephesians? Let's go into Paul's letter to the Ephesian church. Go to the first chapter. In this first chapter, we dealt last Sunday before last, we dealt with nine things that the Lord has blessed the church with, that God has given to His saints and His people. Number one, I won't read this chapter, but in number one, I brought out how that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's number one. Uh-huh. Number two, we are chosen. Jesus said, you didn't choose me, but I came your way and I chose you. Amen. I saw something in you. I saw something good in you and I wanted to save you. I chose you. I called you.
Thank God.
Number three, I predestinated you. You were predestinated. In other words, the Lord knew you before you ever came along, before you were ever born.
Yes.
He had in His mind to save you somewhere down in your life. He would come in your pathway and He would deal with your heart. Amen. He determined beforehand, before you was ever born, when you was in your mother's belly.
Right.
God says, I've got a work for that one. I've got salvation for that one. And somewhere down the road, I will deal with them and I will bring them to me if they will let me. Number four, we have been adopted. How many's glad you've been adopted into the big family of God? Amen. There's a lot of brothers and sisters that we have in the family of God. Number five, we've been accepted. I tell you what, a lot of people want to feel wanted. They want to feel loved. They want to feel accepted. How many's glad when you came to Jesus, He accepted you? He loved you just like you were, but He made a difference in your life. He washed you in His blood and He saved you, adopted you, and brought you into the family. He accepted you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Number six, He redeemed us by the blood of Christ. We've been redeemed, bought with a price with Jesus' blood. Number seven, we've been forgiven of all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our shortcomings, all of our failures. They're all cast into the depths of the sea. How many can say, I'm glad He forgave me. I'm glad that He washed me in the blood of Jesus and made me whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Number eight, we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Yes.
That now on my bended knees when I knelt and Jesus came into my heart, the Holy Spirit of God came in and sealed me on the inside. How many can say, I'm glad I feel the seal. I've got the seal. I've got the witness down in my heart. Hallelujah. God's Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. I've got the Holy Spirit sealed.
Amen.
Number nine, we've got an inheritance that's awaiting on us in heaven.
Yes.
We've got mansions over there awaiting. I've got a place over there, the Father's house, awaiting. It'll never fade away. It'll never tarnish. The thieves can't break through and steal it. The moths can't eat it up. I got a mansion awaiting on the other side. Oh, the inheritance, glory. It'll never, never fade away. Go with me now to the sixth chapter. I'm just laying a foundation here. The sixth chapter. There's six chapters in this letter to the Ephesian church and the saints. Let's look now. Chapter 6. Look down to verse 10. What's that very first word?
Finally.
What is it?
Finally.
You know what God's saying here? You know what the Holy Ghost inspired Paul to write? You know why he started off finally? Everything from that first chapter up to this point, Paul's coming. I'm giving you the very main point. I've said everything that I've told you from chapter 1 up until now. And here's the main crux of the matter. Finally. Finally. The Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong. What? In the Lord. and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, number one. Against powers, number two. Against the rulers of the darkness, number three. Against spiritual wickedness, wicked spirits in high places, the Greek reads. There's four categories of demonic powers. He said, because of that, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day, and having done what? All to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of what? Faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take what? The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is what puts the armor on you, and this is what will keep it on you. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You may be seated.
Blessed Lord.
Chapter 1, having all of these benefits, having all these blessings, it will not fall on you like ripe cherries off of a tree. You're going to have to fight to get them, and you are going to have to fight to keep them. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's the principalities, the powers, the dominions that are in this world that we come up against.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Recognizing, stay with me for a while. I'm going to paint you a picture. I've had some experiences lately.
Oh, yeah.
I fought demons.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Fought the powers of hell.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I know the power of the blood of Jesus, and I know the power of the Word of God.
Right.
Listen, we need to recognize who's behind our battles.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Hey, Lord. You got to understand your enemy.
Right.
We wrestle not against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. He is sly. He is cunning. He's deceitful. He's persuasive.
Ooh,
Lord. He's tricky. He deceives. We need to understand his avenues. We need to know and claim our spiritual rights in Christ. Can I ask you this morning, who is the real troublemaker? Who is it? Where's the real problem? Where's the real troubles originating from?
Bless him, Lord.
Flesh and blood is not what we're up against.
Wow.
It's the powers of hell, the powers of sin that cause people to do what they do,
right.
Cause them to talk how they talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A certain man struggles. I said this the other day, and God said, do it again. There was a minister one time who was struggling with all that he had, battling the enemy to stay afloat and overcome in his trial.
Yes.
The devil was hitting him with different things and beating him up in his mind, and it was taking the very air out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, God. He was so low in the spirit that he could not minister. A dear brother in Christ came to him and said, brother so-and-so, God has laid you on my heart to pray for you. The Lord told me to tell you to read the letter that Paul wrote to the Ephesian church and saints.
Yes.
He said to tell you that this letter had deep revelation knowledge that would open your eyes to what you are really fighting and what you're really up against. And it'll give you faith authority and power to rise up and to rebuke it and be an overcomer. Brother, he told me to tell you to earnestly pray and read this letter carefully through. Brother, when you read it, back up and read it through again. Brother, go back and do it again several times. Earnestly pray as you read the letter to the Ephesians. This dear brother's own words, Brother George Watts, I was battling hard in my mind. I was weak and struggling, and I was desperate. I did what my brother in the Lord told me to do. I prayed earnestly and read Ephesians through one time every day for six straight days. He said, when I did, I then saw things I had never seen before. I saw when God opened my eyes into the spirit world. And I looked into the spirit realm. And I understood and I realized where my battles were coming from. And why that I was a feeling the way that I was a feeling. I saw clearly why I was being fought. And what and who was behind the aggravations and causing them. God opened my eyes to the many different ways and the avenues Satan uses to hinder and to bind God's people. I was then able to discern that it was the enemy, Satan's principalities and powers of darkness, that was vexing me and causing me irritations and tempting me and hounding me and holding me down. The Holy Ghost revealed to me and my spiritual rights as a child of God that I possessed in Jesus Christ in His blood. I felt an authority and a power come into my heart that I had never had or experienced before. He said, I then rose up in faith and confidence, and I rebuked the devil. I took authority over the enemy. He said, when I did, the mind game stopped. Raise your other hand. We got a battle in this hour. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came through years ago and said, you think the battles are overseas in the land of Iraq and the Muslim lands? He said, but there's a battle going on in America and right in the very house of the churches of God. And it's not a literal warfare, but it's a battle of the mind. Hallelujah. We're up against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and the rivers of the darkness of this world. You can cut it with a knife. It is so thick. You're battled up against the powers of Satan. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. Have your way, Lord.
What you're up against, man.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Woo!
Glory to God.
Hallelujah to God.
Right, Brother Tommy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He said, when I rose up and took the authority, and I stopped believing the doubts and the lies of Satan and used the blood of Jesus, he said the doubts and the fears and the accusations that he hounded me with stopped and they vanished as I prayed and filled my mind with God's holy word. They vanished and could not stay. Holy. I'm trying to teach you this morning. We need to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what the hope of his calling is, understand his power in the church.
Praise be to God.
This dear brother, listen, he goes on to say the timidness and the sense of unworthiness lifted. I was a different man. The devil pushed me down long enough. He said my faith and my ministry was renewed in the Holy Ghost. He said I was able to minister and to reach out and help others. This dear brother in the Lord overcame his weakness and claimed the spiritual victory that Jesus paid for. Listen to me. Satan has no legal rights over a true born-again Christian child of God. Praise your Lord. I feel power in him. There's power in the Word of God. There's power when you pray. There's power when you seek the face of the Lord. There's power in a sanctified life. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I said there's power. Hallelujah to God.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless my brother, Lord.
I was writing newsletters. I've been writing way over 10 years, sending one out a month every month for 10 years. I wrote that first book. I was getting ready to write the second book. And I went to sleep one night, and I was in a twilight zone. I was not fully awake. I was not fully asleep, but I was in a twilight. I was very sensitive to everything going on in that room, in that bedroom, 3 a.m. in the morning. And there was a spirit. I felt it when it came in my house. You say, Tommy, how can a spirit come in your house?
Right.
Because God's training me.
Come on, bro.
I said, God wants to open the eyes of his children to realize what you're up against.
Right.
Come on, I told a believer here just recently, I said, it's not so much you that the devil wants to stop. He wants to stop that anointing that is in you. He wants to stop that prayer life that's in you. Because if he can stop you, he stops you from helping others. Come on, the singing will stop. The music will stop. The praises and the worship will stop. Raise your little hand. It's not flesh and blood, my friend. It's the devil coming after what God has given you. And the gifts and the talents of God are without repentance. And the devil don't want God to use you. He will try to stop. Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on, brother. Woo! Come on, brother.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Spirit of God. I feel the Lord in here.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. I've been a walking with God. Been a praying with the Lord. Come on, when you're tempted and when you're dry and when the devil comes against your mind, hallelujah, speak to him and say, I don't belong to you anymore. I'm a child of Almighty God, and I got the blood of Jesus on my heart. Hallelujah to the Lord. I belong unto him, and you cannot have me.
Right, come on. Glory to God.
You're right, Brother Tommy.
Bless you, Lord.
I've told ministers, I've told Holy Ghost filled ministers this, and they say, huh? I don't believe you. They didn't say a word. They said, in other words, I don't believe you. But I know exactly what I saw. It walked right down the hallway of my house. God will give you experiences to let you know you're up, what you're up against and what you are battling. They are. And when that spirit walked in, I saw it. And when it walked into my bedroom, it came toward my bed. I cannot tell you the coldness and the numbing fear of coldness that came into that bedroom. It walked up to my bed. I was laying on my back, and I put my hand up like this, and I stopped it. I could see the form of it. It was ugly. It was hideous. It was full of hate, and it got a hold of my hand and bent my hand back trying to break it, and bent my fingers back like this trying to break it. That's the hand that I write with. I said, that's the hand that I write these messages with. You can believe it if you want to, and you can doubt it if you want to. I know that we're up against principalities and powers, and they are real. It bit my hand back, and I said, I plead the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. I rebuke you, and you get out of here. And it vanished. Hallelujah. I said, it left. Oh, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood.
Blessed be God. Come on, brother. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, brother. Blessed be God. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
I didn't think I'd tell this.
Have your way, Lord.
January the 5th. I told the Lord, I ain't going to mention a thing about it until you inspire me to do it. It's his hearing. January the 5th, the first Wednesday in January, 6:15 in the morning, right before I woke up, I had a dream. And in this dream, just as vivid, full color.
Bless him, Lord.
I saw a person. There was two serpents in the house. Came and slithered into that house. I saw that person as they picked up. It looked like a club. It sort of looked like a staff, a club. It was about this tall. That person, I ain't going to. Male or female, that person, God knows, that person began to beat and swipe and swirl at those serpents. I'm going to tell you something. When you have dreams of serpents, that is Satan. That is the devil. It's symbolic of sin. And the serpent is the devil. That person was hidden and tried to beat both of those serpents. One of them took off and slid her down this way and went into a bedroom.
Bless him, Lord.
Well,
have your way, Lord.
That person took that club and beat this one down to where that you could see the rib cage, see the skeleton. That person said, now I'll go back into that bedroom and I'll go and I'll kill the other one. They walked through and into that bedroom and looked all around. In that bedroom, I heard that person say, they're hiding. That thing is a hiding.
Come on.
Where's it at now?
Bless him, Lord.
That thing is hid from me. I heard this. I can't see it. It don't want me to see it. It does not want me to see it. It's in here. It's in this bedroom and it's hiding. It don't want me to know where it's at and what it's doing. That person come out of that bedroom, walk back in there to where they had beat the other serpent. And all of a sudden, listen to me. All of a sudden, the flesh came back on that and covered the skeleton of that serpent. And it went slithering out and into, there was like a garage door and it had come up about this far. I'm going to tell you something. God knows. He sees everything.
That's right, brother. Amen.
That serpent slid under that garage door and went in. That person took that club and went in and raised the door to that garage and walked in. And when he walked in, it wasn't that big around anymore. It was this big and it had went out and come back. Its head was this big. It was this thick and it was looking right at the person. That person took that club and began to beat it. And I watched the head cave in on that serpent. And it would feel right back in. He would reel back again. That person would. And hit that serpent again. I saw the indentation where its head went in, caved in. And it came right back out. Hit that person, hit it again, and knocked it, and hit it, and the head caved in. But he would feel right back out and begin to look at that person that was beating it. When I woke up at 6:15 in the morning, the Lord says, there's a lot of people that think they have the victory, but they ain't killed it yet.
Praise be to God. Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, bro.
You think you got it whipped. Mm-hmm. And then that thing rises up again in your life.
Glory to God. Come on, bro.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
This is for preachers. This is for teachers. This is for singers. This is for the lay people. This is for the least among us to the greatest of us.
Glory,
if you don't get rid of it, that thing will get rid of you.
Praise be to God. Bless Lord.
I've had this for 2 weeks. And that brother got right on when he preached the other night.
Bless him,
God
Lord.
Says, you got it.
Bless him, Lord.
There's a lot of people doing things, buddy, going in rooms and doing things.
Come on, brother.
Praise be to God.
I'll go in here and I'll kill this one. Mm-hmm. We know what we need to get rid of.
That's right.
I said, we know what our temptations and our trials are.
Amen.
We know exactly what our weaknesses are. Oh, yes, we do.
Bless
yes,
you,
we do.
Have you
walked
way,
into that bedroom, It's a hiding from me. It don't want me to see it and know what it's doing.
Come on, brother Tom.
Bless him, Lord.
So they had to leave. They left that servant in that bedroom. Came out, and the flesh had filled back on the other one. It wasn't that long, that big around, and it was about as long as I was in that dream. A little round. And when it went into the garage, it was huge. Have you ever seen an anaconda? Mm-hmm. Snake, huge. Or there's this big around. Huge head. Try to beat it. The head would cave in and just feel back out. I woke up, and that person did not kill that servant.
Yes, it be God.
Lord,
have your way, Lord.
Be careful what you're entertaining. Be
careful. Amen.
Be very careful. David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
Come on.
Praise be to God.
I will walk in the midst of my house with a perfect heart.
Bless him, Lord.
If we ever needed to be sanctified in this hour that we're living in, we need to be sanctified right now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Listen to me. I didn't think I'd go this way. Lord,
bless him, Lord.
Sakes.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on, brother.
If I own 1,000 acres, 1,000 acres, I had bought it, and I own it, and there was one little area that when I sold it, I allowed this person that I bought it off of, listen to me, that 1,000 acres, I allowed that person to stay right in the middle of it in his house. By legal right of the law of the federal government, no matter any time that man wants to leave, he can cross all of my acres to go where he wants. And when he comes back, he has the legal right to walk all over or drive all over all of my good acres to get to his spot of ground and to get right where he lives. He's got that legal right. I'm saying this. This morning, if I sold out to God and left one little area in my heart that belonged to sin or belonged to some kind of a wrong thing I was doing, the devil has he has the legal right to cross all of my convictions and all of my sacrifices to get to his spot in my heart and in my territory. He has the legal right and I cross right over my life. Hallelujah. No matter how much I pray, no matter how much I read God's word, if I'm holding something that ain't right in my heart, the devil can claim what belongs to him.
Bless him, Lord.
All
right. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Obey the Lord.
Well, I don't expect anybody to shout here this morning.
Glory be to God. Come on, brother. Bless it be God. Thank you, Lord.
I want to get, that devil says, I want to get, it belongs to me. I'm telling you what, we need to get rid of the relics. We need to get rid of the entertainment. Come on, if your cell phones are causing you, your computers are causing you, and putting filthy things in your mind, and wicked imaginations in your mind, and if you're living in a fantasy world, listen to me close. The devil owns that part of your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
That devil says, I'm coming back. I don't care how much they preach, sing, pray, shout, lay hands on others. I've got a right. There's something they're holding on to that belongs to me. I will cross all the broad acres of their good deeds, and I'll get and I'll claim what belongs to me. I want to tell you something. When Jesus comes, our heart better be right.
Amen.
I said our heart better be right. I wouldn't want to be doing one thing. Listen to the Lord catch me off guard. Raise your little hand, church. Come on, come on. I'm trying to help us this morning.
Thank you, blessed.
If there's anything you're holding on to, it's causing your temptation and causing you to lust and causing you to desire things that ain't right. I'm telling us this morning, you need to shuck it and get rid of it and sell it out.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, God.
Have your way, blessed God.
Oh, Lord, it's time. Bless the judgment must begin at the house of God. Lord, right now, Heavenly Father, open our eyes, my Father, and let us see what we're up against, dear Lord. Let us realize Satan's not playing games. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, oh Lord. He comes to lie. He comes to fool in our hearts and our minds to draw us away from the purpose of God, to get us away from the holiness of the Lord and His righteousness. He wants to drag us away from the similitude of the likeness of God.
Have your way, blessed God.
Oh, God. Have your way, blessed God. Help us, Jesus. Come on. I told Mary, I said, I'll never tell that unless the Holy Ghost bids me to.
Mom.
Bless Him, Lord. Touch Him, Jesus.
Understanding the spirit world and understanding what you're up against. Thank you, Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
There is a spirit world. Listen close to me.
Yeah, there is.
There is a spirit world that is more real than this natural world.
That's right.
The spirit world was here first before mankind ever showed up on earth.
Right.
All that you see, children, is this physical, material, tangible world that we can handle and feel. I want you to know behind it is a spirit realm, a spiritual world that was here before Adam and Eve ever came along. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them perfect, holy, sinless, and placed them in Eden, the garden of paradise. They had it made.
Yes.
They had harmony.
Slow.
They had peace. There was nothing to defile.
Oh God.
There was no wars, no strife, no fighting. The love of God abounded in that paradise. It was paradise of nothing to harm or hurt. And God said to Adam, obey me, Adam. Keep my commandment and do what I tell you to do. And keep, K-E-E-P, the garden and dress it.
Yes.
Why did God warn Adam? Why did He tell him to be on his guard? Because there was somebody lurking all around who was coming to rob and take it all away from him.
Yes.
Who was it that was going to and fro in this world and walking up and down in it? Seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. Who is it, church, that causes all the hate? Who is it that hates love?
Right.
Who is it that hates unity?
Yeah.
There's power in unity.
Amen.
Together we stand, and divided we fall. Who is the real troublemaker? Who is it that comes to tear down? Who is it that comes to mar and scar and defile? Hallelujah. Who is it? Who is it?
Glory be to God.
It is the devil and his evil hordes of demons.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Jesus said in Luke 10 and 18, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Jesus said, God, my Father, kicked him out so fast it was like lightning. Kicked him out. He wasn't the only one. Lucifer was not the only one that came down.
That's
right.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Read every word I'm telling you this morning. Isaiah 14 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Before he ever became Satan and the devil, this powerful being was called Lucifer. He was one of the greatest and the brightest of all God's cherubims that led the heavenly choir of angels in singing and in music. When God kicked him out of heaven, Revelation 12:4, it says that his tail, meaning in the Greek, his influence, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. The Greek word for stars is another word meaning angels. Stars refer here to the angels. Because the Bible said when God created this earth and laid the foundation in it, it said that the morning stars sang together as they beheld God's mighty power. Job 38. Can I ask you this morning, how many angels does God have? How many angels fell with Lucifer and got kicked out into this earth? Listen to John the Apostle as he tells the vision that Jesus gave him in Revelation 5. John said, I was caught up into heaven. He said, I saw and beheld 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. This literally means multiplied millions upon millions. I'm dealing with who is your real enemy this morning and where are your troubles coming from. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. How many's feeling like lately I'm in a battle, Brother Tommy? I'm in a warfare. And I'm up against it. I'm up against the powers of sin.
Right. Amen.
Oh, God. Warfare. A warfare. A warfare. Listen to me close. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought in his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in the heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Listen, he was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is coming salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Listen, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of God in their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, O ye heavens, and ye dwell, ye that dwell in them. It didn't stop there.
Whoa.
Where's the devil and his angels?
Right.
I'm going somewhere. I want to paint you a picture of this. I want to let you know what you're up against and what you're fighting.
Yes, right.
John said, Jesus told him in that vision, but woe.
Woe
means great trouble, pain, suffering, and sorrow. Woe to the inhabitants, that's us. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Come on.
That's slow.
We're fighting battles right now we never thought we would see coming in America.
That's right, bro.
We're facing things right now that it would have blown my mind to think of 20 years ago.
Yes.
Even 10 years ago.
God have you.
This world is geared in nothing. It's geared toward complete lust.
Right.
Unbridled immorality. This world in America is like a sinkhole.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cesspool. And it's going down. The filth is just more degrading, more degrading. People are filthy.
Yeah.
Who's causing it? Oh God, there's a reason why. Listen to me, children of God. There's a reason why that you're feeling what you are feeling. There's a reason why you are battling like you are battling. You must discern what and who that you are up against. Flesh and blood of man is not your problem. It's the devil and his spirits operating through people, instigating
Amen.
And using them.
Yes.
Using them.
Come on.
Millions of fallen angels, Brother Jason, followed Satan to this earth, and they all have an agenda. Say it with me, an agenda.
Agenda.
Agenda. They hate God and they hate man. You and your family are on their agenda.
Amen. Yes.
Any way he can hinder you, any way that he could drag you, pull you, beat on you, tempt you, yes, harass you, vex you, get you upset, get you out of God's presence, get you away from the Lord and his word and prayer. If he can get you, stop you from coming to the house of God, to the house of worship, he knows exactly how to push the right buttons. Raise your hand. I've got the Lord come all over me right there. My Lord, my Lord. Sister Maria, if we ever lived in a time when there's much discouragement, it's everywhere. It's all around us. Brother John, Sister Carla, you guys are doing great. Maintain your confidence in the Lord. Keep right on a pushing. No matter how the devil fights, we are going to have our battles and our afflictions. But ain't you glad you can feel Jesus down inside of your heart this morning? Raise your little hand and praise him. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Glory to God.
You are on his agenda. Your family is on Satan's agenda.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now. Oh, God.
Mom.
They hate you with a cruel hatred because you're made in the image and the likeness of God. Listen, they don't want you happy.
You're right.
These spirits that followed Satan down here, they don't want you happy.
Right.
And serving God. All these millions of supernatural beings are disembodied spirits. When I saw that spirit come up and walked up to my bed, it was huge. It reached like that, and when I pushed my hand up like that right there, its hand was coming down. It took my hand and my fingers and tried its best to break them and bend them all the way back. I said, I plead the blood against you, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You get out of here. When I woke up, I was speaking in tongues. Can you praise him? How many's glad for the Holy Ghost? How many's glad for the Holy Ghost?
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Jason, I feel something right here.
Thank you, mighty God.
It won't be long. Listen, it won't be long if Jesus tarries his coming. I told somebody in a message one time, it was several years ago, it'll come to a time that we'll face Satan face to face before it's over with.
Yeah.
Amen.
We will face the devil face to face before it's over with. And if we don't have the power, come on, and we ain't where we need to be with God, and we don't have that indwelling Holy Ghost and the blood applied, come on, we're going to go down. I said we will go down in defeat.
Amen.
I believe what Jesus is doing this morning, that you know that there's power. You can resist the devil. Raise your little hand. The Bible said, draw nigh unto God, and he shall draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. Let your joy be turned to heaviness, and your joy to laughter. I got it backwards. But, oh, God, your joy to heaviness. Bible said to weep and pray before God. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah. I'm not your property anymore, Satan. I don't belong to you. Hallelujah. You can throw and bring things my way if you want to. But I don't belong to you anymore. I so have to God. Listen. These supernatural beings are disembodied spirits invisible to the naked eye, and they are all around us.
All around us.
The atmosphere above us and around us are filled with them.
Right.
They have infiltrated, Brother Jason, our society. Listen, they are very powerful and very strong. They are evil, cunning, and deceitfully sly. They don't always appear ugly and deformed and wretched. Not always.
Right.
It's no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Right.
And even his ministers look like as instruments of righteousness, the preachers.
Right.
God knows. God sees.
Right.
My blessed mother-in-law. What was it, Mary Angel? She said she saw him.
Mom, come in her room.
My mother-in-law was sick. Was that when she's getting ready to die, or she real bad spell she had?
She was when she had to have kidney surgery. But Satan come right in her room and said he was a real handsome man in a suit and everything. Come in her room and looked at her, and all of a sudden turned into a hideous looking person and looked at her and said, "I'm going to kill you," and started laughing at her. And she said, she looked at it and rebuked Satan, said, "I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. You have no hold on me," and it disappeared.
Thank you, Lord. But when it appeared and walked up to her bed, it was a beautiful, handsome man.
Come on.
We better know.
Amen.
We better know people. Try the spirits, whether they are of God or not.
Right. Amen.
Come on. I'm not teaching this morning but to cause you to look behind every tree to see a devil. I'm not trying to teach this morning to get you to lift up every rock looking for a demon. That is not my purpose here this morning. I'm not doing this to give you think that you got a spirit of fault finding, that you can find faults in others and say they're full of the devil. I felt the Lord right there. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah to God. Every one of us battle. Every one of us have problems. We're carnal. We live in this flesh sometimes. But that don't mean that the spirit of the devil lives on the inside. But I'm telling you, the spirits and the powers of hell are real.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Come on.
They have disembodied spirits invisible to the naked eye. They're all around us in the atmosphere. It's filled with them. They've infiltrated our society. They're very powerful and strong. Their wisdom, and there's millions of them, their wisdom is unearthly and beyond man.
Right.
Their knowledge is out of this world. They're smart. You must know that these spirit beings were once right in the very presence of a holy God.
Right.
They know His holiness.
That's right.
They were once filled with God's love and glory. They were filled and endued with His mighty power. When these strong angels fell, these spirit beings turned dark and ungodly and ugly. They now have twisted evil natures that are hate-filled. You see people right now of all ages, male and female, from the aged all the way down to kids, covered with tattoos, piercings all over their bodies, marring themselves and taking away the beauty that God gave them. Who is it behind it?
Yep.
It's an animalistic spirit. It's spirit that causes beastly natures in man. Oh God, help us, Lord. I tell you, the devil wants to take the beauty of holiness out of you. That's exactly, he wants to mar you.
Amen.
You don't have to let him do it either.
Glory to God.
These spirits are opposite of everything that God stands for. These spirit beings and entities are demons that Jesus called devils. Listen, he casted these spirits out of people that were possessed with them. Death and dumb spirits. Jesus cast it out of people that were bound by them, and then they could hear and speak. The devil does not want you singing. He don't want you praising God or worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
Listen close. Matthew 17 records that a man came kneeling to Jesus, begging for mercy on his son that was a lunatic and was sore vexed. The boy was mad, mentally ill, suicidal, and reckless. Mark records that when the dad brought his little boy to Jesus, he said, "Jesus, my boy, he can't speak. And wheresoever that spirit," say that spirit.
That spirit.
"Wheresoever that spirit taketh him, he," that spirit, "teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and oftentimes it," that devil, "hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him." Verse 21 says, Jesus asked the man, "How long ago since this came unto him?" Daddy, how long ago did that thing come? Did that spirit come into your boy?
Mom.
Verse, Lord.
didn't in the spirit possess him. The man said, since a child.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
The Bible says also in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil.
Right.
When you give place to the devil in your life, your mind, your heart, your eyes, your ears, the things that you handle, the places you go, if you give place to the devil, it won't be very long. The devil will own more and more and more of you. Come on now.
Amen.
When did that come, sir, to that boy? He said as a youth, when he was a boy. I want to tell you something. We open doors for spirits. You so easily open a door. You bring something bad into your house that causes your house to be dysfunctional, that causes your house to be argumentative, that causes your house to be disorganized and confusion everywhere. We need a prayer to cleanse our house and get the Holy Ghost and the Bible reading back in. Raise your little hand. We need a prayer meeting in the house and get the things out of it that is causing the animosity and the strife and the confusion. Get it out.
Bless
you,
God.
Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
God.
Bless him, Jesus. Come on, brother.
I got rid of my TV back in 1994.
God have your way, Lord.
I told Mary when I got it, I said, man, I want to keep up with that Discovery Channel, man. Lord, I love that History Channel. What was that other one? The National Geographic Channel. And the news. I want to keep up on all the news. Lord, that might help me to keep up this prophecy and I can give you some messages. That was the time that O.J. Simpson murdered his wife, got freed. Oh, my goodness. Kangaroo court set the man free. I got so mad over that. Listen, this is what will happen. But I noticed before that, I could not get anointed, really, 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 really get anointed when I preached and when I taught. That anointing wasn't there. It just wasn't there. It wasn't there like it used to be. It wasn't there. I was entertaining and getting things. I feel the Lord right here. I feel real sensitive. I was letting things of the world in my mind right here. I was entertaining that spirit of anger. Did you know that there's a spirit of anger? Who is it? A spirit of wrath and a spirit of anger. Come on now. And I caught myself saying they ought to take that man and hang him. They ought to take him and hang him. I'd get up to preach and teach. And I'd reach for God's anointing. It wouldn't dare. I was down praying. I could not. And that TV looked like it was big as this podium right here. I could not get anointed. I said, God, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? He said, you're allowing the spirit of the world into your mind. Can't you see how you get angry? Do you want people to hang him? Do you realize the things that are coming out of your mouth? Do you realize the anger that you're showing? Do you realize what your attitude is and how your attitude has changed lately? Don't you realize you don't have any peace anymore? There's no real peace in your heart. You can't speak peaceably. It's what you're allowed in here. I went in there and got married. I said, babe, I prayed. And I said, the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart to get rid of that TV. I said, I got to get rid of it. She said, I knew it the whole time. I was waiting on you. Waiting on you.
Yes.
Can you praise him right here? Oh, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank you.
Brother George, there is a way to get closer to the Lord.
Amen.
How many could just say, Lord Jesus, I want a sound mind. Tell him right now, Jesus, I want a spiritual mind. I want the mind of Christ, Lord, a spiritual mind. I want peace in my mind, Jesus. You know what I think I'll do? I'll pray and I'll sing unto the Lord. I'll read His Word. Come on. I've had people in my house through the years that come visit Mary and I, come in there, and when they get ready to leave, said, there's a peace in your old home. There's a peace. We can feel a peace in this home. No arguing, no fussing. Come on. No bad attitudes. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to close right here. Brother Jason, I'm trying to help us, buddy.
Come on, bro.
Trying to help us. When did that spirit, that thing, when did it come to your son? He said, as a child. You better pray and be careful what you allow in your house.
Yes.
You better watch what you allow your children to have and entertain. The devil is a plan for keeps.
Right.
There's so much here I could teach. A couple went to Egypt. Listen, a couple went to Egypt on vacation. They'd always wanted to go over there where the pyramids were. When they went over, the wife looked at the husband. They was in a place where they sold whatnots and all kind of stuff and everything. When she saw this certain statue, she said, man, that would look good in our living room. This is when everybody comes in, so they can see that statue. I honestly don't remember now what the statue was, but it was one of the gods that they had worshipped over in Egypt. When they came home, they erected and set that idol. It was an idol is what it was. And they set that image over in the corner. Everybody come in and say, man, where'd you get that? That's amazing. We got it in Egypt. From the time that they brought that relic from the land of Egypt, I'm going to tell you, spirits are attached to images. By the time they set that up in their living room, both of them started getting afflicted. I'm talking about they both were Christians. They wanted to go over and see the pyramids. Come back and say, man, we took hundreds of pictures. I'm telling you, there's all kinds of sites in Egypt. They both began to face and fight afflictions. Said the afflictions were different. They had somebody to come over. They said, man, we've been sick ever since we left and came back here from Egypt. We've been sick fighting mind battles, all kind of things. It's coming. We're afflicted in our minds. And that Holy Ghost minister came over there and said, where'd you get that thing right there? They said, over in Egypt. Said, we brought it back, you know, for a souvenir. Said, better get rid of it. It was an idol. That is an image of an idol that they worship in Egypt. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. They took that thing and threw it away, got rid of it. They both were healed. Raise your other hand. Come on. We need a healing. We need a spiritual healing. I read a book. It's called House Cleaning. I can't think of the man's name. But this man and his wife had a ministry. They would go. People was crying out to him and call him and say, we're fighting the devil. We need you all to come over here and pray over our house anointed where there's spirits over here. One person said, would you all come over to our house? Said, we can't explain it. He said, there's a different presence. There's a pressing presence over here in our house. We just bought the house. When we walked in, we looked and said it was clean. Everything looked clean. The walls, the carpet, everything. And said it was beautiful inside. Said, but the oppression. Said the oppression, the depression that is in our house. When we go out, we're fine. But when we come back into our house, there is a heavy pall of oppression. I think Eddie Smith's that guy's name. I ain't mistaken. He said, let me go through everything in this house. Let me go. Let me pray as I go. He prayed. He said, is there any way to get up in your attic? And he said, yeah. And he pulled down. He went in a hallway and everything. He was able to pull down like a set of steps and everything. And that minister went up and climbed up in there. And the people that owned that house was mixed up in witchcraft. And there was a pentagram right there drawing on the rafters, in the ceiling rafters, a pentagram. He come down, he said, I found your answer.
Wow.
The spirits are attached to relics. They are attached to images. And they went up there and they cleaned that, and there's a few other relics, brought it out, took it out, and burned it up, and painted down rafters, and guess what? All the oppression lifted. Raise your hand right now, praise Him. Come on. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. Did you all want to come to the piano? Come on. Oh, Jesus. Is there anything in your life right now, anything you're doing, you're watching, you're listening to, anything that's drawing you away from God? Holy Lord. Any kind of relic? Anything at all? Any kind of entertainment? Come on, that's drawing spirits. People wonder why they're pulled. They wonder why they're lusting. They wonder why they're coveting. Did you know covetousness is a spirit? The spirit of covetousness. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Covetousness is a spirit of idolatry. And if I've got an unnatural craving in me for something of this world. Listen, that is a spirit of covetousness. I go to bed thinking about it, I want it. I get up the next day thinking about it, I want it. A covetous spirit is driving people that they want something material and put it before God.
Amen.
Come on.
Come on.
Good. Obey the Lord.
Thank you.
Raise your little hand. Oh God, I didn't mean to preach over top of your all's heads this morning. But I'm trying to tell you there's a closer walk with the Lord. And there's little things that bind us. There's little things that take in our mind. My Lord, we're not sanctified like we should be. God. Oh, right before they sing, they finish this one. Oh God. All these entities, millions of them, came with Satan down. Woe to the inhabitants of earth. These fallen angels are in unseen entities, demon spirits called devils with real twisted natures. They've got real personalities. And they hate you. They hate God.
Yeah.
They want to possess you, obsess you, oppress you, and control you. They seek to enter your mind and your heart, your family, and they want inside to destroy your family. Do you know what you're up against this morning now? Do you realize what you're fighting? Do you realize and comprehend that we are in a spiritual warfare? In Acts 8, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with him. Spirits have voices, and they speak. They work by influence. They operate in politics. They're found in religions and in sports. They're heavily involved in the entertainment industry. They control games. They control leaders and governments and the gambling industry and money. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon, which means the God of money. Jesus said, beware of covetousness, which is a spirit of mammon, which is a spirit of idolatry that causes you to crave and eagerly desire things of the world or something to put before God. This world is filled with lying spirits, lust spirits. Millions of souls are bound by them and controlled by them, and people don't even know it. Would you stand with me this morning?
Thank you, blessed Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Has God revealed to you something this morning?
Blessed be God.
God showed you something, you need to get a handle on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there a spiritual serpent somewhere lurking around trying to get into your mind? What about your house? Is there any kind of spirit that's got in? I'm telling you, I don't want anything in my bedroom that don't belong to God. I said, I don't want anything of this world, any of the spirit of the world in my home. Let's find a place to pray right now. Come on, come on. If you don't kill it, it'll kill you. If you don't get rid of it, it'll get rid of you.
Satan rages. We cannot be. We cannot be defeated. We call